晚上要看到启示录十六章。
Tonight we'll look into Revelation chapter 16.
一看到十六章的时候，那也就是大灾难开始了。
And when we look into chapter 16, that is when the great tribulation begins.
哦，看到大灾难的时候，我们也就看见万物的结局近了。
And when we see that the great tribulation has begun, that is all that is near the end of all things.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
从十一章末了提到这个，第七号吹了。
From the end of chapter 11, when it mentions that the seventh trumpet sounded,
引出了七个号。
What is brought forth is the seven vials.
但是在这个七个号还没有正规出现以前
But before these seven vials come forth
圣灵用着十二章一直到十五章这几章的经文说到了大灾难前后的一些光景
The Holy Spirit tells us of some condition before and after the great tribulation through the chapters of 12 and 15
把大灾难里边的那个属灵的光景和关系做了一个说明。
It has clarified for us the spiritual relationship and condition, for us.
那么这些说明说过了以后
，And so after this has been cleared for us,
大灾难就开始了。
Then the great tribulation begins.
那大灾难开始
，Now when the great tribulation begins,
我们必须要注意这一个点。
We must take note of this point.
我想弟兄姊妹到现在为止你一定不会忘记了
I think brothers and sisters will still remember now
也不会再发生混乱
And you will not be confused
七个印引出第七个印引出七字号
That the seventh seal brings forth the seven trumpets
第七字号就引出七个碗
And the seventh trumpet brings forth the seven vials
那弟兄姊妹千万别忘了。
Now brothers and sisters, do not forget.
封住那书卷的只有七个印。
Now what seals that book are these seven seals?
所以我们不要因为七个印、七个号、七字号、七个碗，就好像给我们看，你以为是三层。
And so brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand because there are seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials that these are three levels of things. May the Lord clearly let us grasp this point. That the entire process is within those seven seals. Because those seven seals include the seven trumpets and the seven vials.And the seven vials include the seventh trumpet includes the seven vials.
那这个关系我们一定要掌握好。
And so we have to grasp tightly that relationship.
不然的话呢，当中启示录当中这一大段，我们一直会乱到找不到头来。
Otherwise, in this passage of Revelation, we'll be so confused we don't know where to begin.
那现在我们看到第七个碗了。
And so now we see the seventh vial.
这七个碗就是七个灾。
And so these seven vials are seven tribulations.
这七个灾是末了的七个灾。
And these seven plagues are the last seven plagues.
那我们要注意的就是这七个碗是怎么出来的。
And so we have to take note then how does these seven vials appear?
虽然以前我们已经轻轻提过。
So in the past we have lightly made mention.
但是因为读到这里的时候，我们再来温习它一下。那个印象会更深刻一点。
But because we have studied here, so let us review again, so we have a deeper impression.
因为这样我们才看得见七个号吹起的时候所宣告的那个事实是怎么样的一件事。
Then we can see when the seventh trumpet sounded, what is the matter with the issue of the proclamation.
弟兄姊妹记得第七字号实际上来说是一个宣告
Now brothers and sisters bearing in mind again Now the sounding of the seventh trumpet in fact is a proclamation
而这个宣告有两方面的内容
And there's two content in this proclamation
一方面是神的计划完成
On the one hand it proclaims that the plan of God is finished
一方面是神说宣告他要来结束他的对头
And on the other hand it declares that God will come to put an end to his enemy
那这个是第七号的，你看到吹第七号的时候所看到那个表面的现象。
And so when the seventh trumpet is sounded, that is the phenomenon we see on the surface.
那现在我们回到十一章末了来看。
Now we'll look back at the end of chapter 11.
十一章末了十五节。
Verse 15, chapter 11, verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。
And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great noises in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reigneth forever and ever.
那这个是第七号吹响以后的那一个宣告。
Now this is the proclamation after the seventh trumpet sounded.
世上的国要成了我主和基督的国。
The kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ.
他要做王直到永永远远。
And he shall reign forever and ever.
这是第一个，一方面的内容。
That is the content on one side.
然后借着二十四长老的那个敬拜。
And then through the worship of the 24 elders.
除了印证这一个世上的国成了我主和主基督的国以外。
In their worship, aside from confirming that the world, that the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ,
又宣告了一件事情。
They also proclaim another matter.
什么事呢？
What is that?
就是十八节下半。
That is the last half of verse 18.
你败坏那些败坏世界的人的时候也到了。
And thou shalt destroy them which destroy the earth.
那也就是说结束那个以神抵挡的势力的时间也来了。
I mean that also in other words means that it is time to put an end to the power which opposes God.
那这个就是第七号。
That is the seventh trumpet.
第七号的表面的现象就是这两件事。
The external phenomenon of the seventh trumpet are these two matters.
透过天使的宣告和长老的敬拜而带出来。
It is brought forth through the proclamation of the angels and the worship of the 24 elders.
但是第七号的具体的内容是什么呢？
But what is the practical content of the seventh trumpet?
这一个宣告是怎么成为事实呢？
In other words, how does this proclamation be realized?
这个才是第七号的那个具体的内容。
And so that is the substance of the seventh trumpet.
因此纠正我们又注也不能就停在这里。
So brothers and sisters, we cannot just remain there.
我们必须继续往上。
We must continue to read on.
那也是因着第七号吹响。
It is also because the seventh trumpet sounded.
这些宣告了。
And that these proclamations have been made.
就引出一个事实来。
So it brings forth this fact.
十一章的十九节。
Verse 19 in chapter 11.
当时。
At that time.
什么时候？
When?
就是第七号为天使吹号的时候。
It is at that time, that very time when the seventh trumpet sounded. That is when the seventh trumpet sounded.
这个就是当时。
That is at that time.
那当时神天上的殿开了。
So at that time, the temple of God was opened in heaven.
在他的殿中现出他的约柜来。
And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament.
随后有闪电、声音、雷轰、地震、大雹。
And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail.
这个也是在第七号的那个内容里头。
And this is also in the content of the seventh trumpet.
但第七号还没有完。
But the seventh trumpet has not yet ended.
因为这都是第七号的那个序曲。
Because this is only the prelude of the seventh trumpet.
那从十二章开始。
Now, starting from verse 12.
就说到第七号的内容显出事实以前。那个属灵的关系的启示。
Now chapter 12 beginning with that gives us before the great tribulation begins, the content of the seventh trumpet begins, what is the spiritual condition and relationship.
一直说到十五章的当中。
And it continues to go on to the middle of chapter 15.
十五章的当中的第五节。
Now in the middle of chapter 15 verse 5.
我们就看到一个此后。
And then we see and after that,
那这个此后是什么？是指什么呢？
And so this after that, when is that?
是指着那十二章到十五章第四节这一大段话的那一个启示的内容。
And so this is the great passage of and the content of the great revelation from chapter 12 verse 4 to this part here.
这一段启示的内容启示完了。
And so this passage, the revelation in this passage has ended.
就第五节就开始了。
And so then, verse 5 begins in chapter 15.
如果我们只是从第七号的本身来看的话，
Now, if we only look at it from the viewpoint of the seventh trumpet only,
你可以看到十一章最末了，可以直接接连到十五章的第五节。
Then, just from the end of chapter 11, you can connect it with verse 5 of chapter 15.
啊，因为当中的那些都是天上发表的那些属灵的启示。
Because in the midst of all that, the chapter 12 to chapter 15, verse 4, that is all the revelation that is revealed in heaven.
那如果弟兄姊妹你把十一章跟十五章这两章都翻开。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you turn to those two chapters, 11 and 15.
那我们留意十一章的十九节。
Now, chapter 11, verse 19.
当时神天上的殿开了，在他殿中现出他的约柜，随后有闪电、声音、雷轰、地震、大雹。
At that time, the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail.
然后你接上十五章的第五节。
Now, if you continue on with that, chapter 15, verse 5, and after that,
我看见天上那存法柜的殿开了。
I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened.
就是你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
十一章末了就说那个殿开了。
At the end of chapter 11, it tells us that the temple was opened.
十五章那里就说到这个殿也开了。
And here in chapter 15, it also tells us the temple was opened.
那这个殿一开了就怎么样呢？
And so after this temple opens, what happens?
掌管七灾的天使就从殿中出来。
And the seven angels came out of the temple having seven plagues.
七个碗现在看到了。
And so now we see the seven vials.
因为十五章的一开头你就看见有七个碗交给那掌管幕后七灾的天使。
Because at the beginning of chapter 15, verse 1, you can see the seven plagues were given to the seven angels.
他们在天上的殿里面接受了这七个碗。
And so, in the temple in heaven, they received these seven vials.
现在从殿里出来了。
And so now they come out of the temple.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们要注意这里边有一件事情。
We have to pay attention. There's one thing within this.
尤其是我们刚从西岸特会回来啊，这个点应该是很敏感的。
And especially we just returned from the WCCC. This point should be very sensitive.
那你留意十一章末了。
And you pay attention to the end of chapter 11.
神天上的殿开了，他的约柜就在殿中出现。
It says there that when the temple of God was opened in heaven, there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament.
但是到了十五章的时候呢？
But in chapter 15,
这个约柜显出来的。
Now, this ark is manifested.
它就不叫约柜了。
But it is no longer the same term.
我们中文就把它翻成法柜。
In the Chinese translation, it's translated as, it's different in English as well, the tabernacle of his testimony.
但是你留意在英文里面就已经说出原来的那个意思了。
But in the English translation, it gives us the original meaning.
是那个见证。
It is that testimony.
是那个见证的柜。
It is the tabernacle of the testimony.
那个见证的柜。
It is the tabernacle of the testimony.
用什么你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
同是一个事物。
It is the same thing.
在十一章。就是按照平常的那样说
chapter,
神的约柜
chapter 1 it is the term that is often used for that thing which is the ark
到了这里的时候就说到那个是法柜
but here it says it is the tabernacle of the testimony
或者说那个就是那个见证的那见证的那个事实
or that it expresses the matter the fact that it is a testimony
什么意思呢
what does it mean
那弟兄姊妹们
Now, brothers and sisters,
那我们不能忽略四那上面就是第四节里边那些在玻璃海上那些人所称颂的话
Now then we cannot neglect the worship that is given to God from those standing on the sea of glass
因为上一次我们说的比较多一点 所以我今天晚上也不重复了。
Because we have spent a lot of time last time, we will not go into it too much today.
所以弟兄姊妹，你只注意。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
主神全能者啊，你的作为大灾奇灾，万世之王啊，你的道途一灾成灾。
Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints.
我们特别很重的说到神的神的手中。
Especially we have emphasized on the work, thy work.
和他做工的方法。
And thy ways.
那现在呢?
Now.
这个发会显出来的时候。
When the tabernacle of the testimony is manifested.
他就说这个是约是见证。
It tells us this is a testimony.
那为什么是见证?
Why is it a testimony?
那就是和他们这一个敬拜赞美有直接的关联。
And so this has a direct relationship with the worship and praise.
因为接着要发生的七个晚的事情就是这个见证的表达。
Because through the event that is going to take place of the seven vials, it is the manifestation of this very testimony.
那个约柜作为见证是指出一个什么事实呢?
And so that this tabernacle is a testimony, what fact does that point out?
那是指出神的所赐和神的所要。
That points out who God is and what he wants.
那所以在这个约柜一显出来的时候。
And so when this ark is manifested,
圣灵就突出这个约柜。
The Holy Spirit expresses this ark as a testimony.
见证神在历世历代以来他的所赐和他的所要。
It testifies that throughout the generation who God is and what he wants.
而他的所赐这个没有问题。
Now we have no issue with who he is.
而他的所要呢?
But what he wants.
乃是要叫全地或是说全宇宙就是神所造的万有都来到神的面前尊神为大。
Now what he wants is that the whole land or the whole universe, all his creation would come into his presence so he can be supreme.
那个这个就是那个约柜里边的十条诫命所表达出来的。
And so that is the very essence of what is manifested from the commandments in the Tabernacle of the Testimony.
自从撒旦堕落了以后,
Now since Satan fell,
人也跟着堕落了以后,
And after that man fell as well,
神这一个心思一直不能完全的显明,
Then this heart of God cannot be completely manifested.
在地上能认识神的所事的没有很多人,
Now there are only a few who would know who God is on earth.
在地上能答应神的所要的也没有多少人。
It is also a few who can answer the call for what God wants on earth.
因为抵挡神的那个力量在地上是满了。
Because the power that refuses, rejects God on earth is full.
阻挡人向神归向的那个势力是蛮强大的。
And the power which hinders man to come before God is also very strong.
所以在旧约的历史和新约的历史的前的开头的那一一直到灾难来到的这一段时间。
And so throughout the Old Testament, the New Testament, even to the beginning of the tribulation,
神的要求从来没有满足过。
That the requirement of God has never been satisfied.
但现在时候到了。
But now the time has come.
天上的殿开了。
The temple in heaven has opened.
神那个见证显出来了。
And the testimony of God is manifested.
神的见证一显出来。
And when the testimony of God is manifested,
七个掌管七个灾这个七个碗的天使也就显明出来了。
Then you can see the seven angels who have the seven plagues, the seven vials is manifested.
那说到这七个天使要把神的大怒完全的倾倒。
And so it tells us that these seven angels will completely pour forth the full wrath of God through these seven vials.
所以你看到十六章一开始就说出这件事。
And so you can see at the beginning of chapter 16 it tells us
that 我听见有大声音从殿中出来。
And I heard a great voice out of the temple.
向那七位天使说你们去把成神大怒的七碗
Saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth.
当这个七个碗 都向地倾倒了。
Now when all these seven vows are poured forth on the earth,
神的见证就完成。
Then the testimony of God is finished.
神的心意就显明了。
The heart of God is manifested.
那现在我们就来看。
Now we have to see.
这个碗究竟为什么有那么大的关系？
Why then these seven vows have such a great relationship?
以致他向地倾倒了以后。神的见证就显明。
That once they're fully poured forth on the earth, then the testimony of God is fully manifested.
神的心意就满就满足。
That the heart of God is satisfied.
而神的计划也成全。
And thus the plan of God is complete.
那我们现在来看这七个碗。
Now we'll look at these seven vials.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，你看的时候，你不要给那个灾的本身。来引去我们的注意。
Now I hope brothers and sisters, as we look into these seven vials, do not be misled by the plagues of these tribulations.
我要要求弟兄姊妹们把你的注意力放在这七个灾的目的。
But I ask brothers and sisters to focus your attention on the purpose of these seven plagues.
过去太多神的儿女们，他们读这些话的时候，就是注意那个现象。
Now, in the past, many of the children of God, when they read these tribulations, they only pay attention to the phenomenon.
但是神很明显在这里把这些话记下来。主要不是叫我们去注意那个现象。
But clearly, when God gives us these words here, the main purpose is not for us to pay attention to the phenomenon.
主要是叫我们去注意那个目的。
But the Lord wants us to focus on the purpose.
现在我们来看第一个意，
Now,
第一个碗。
Let us look at the first vial.
第一位天使就去把碗倒在地上。
And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth.
就有恶而且毒的疮生在那有兽印记拜兽像的人身上。
And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the man which had the mark of the beast.
如果你看第一个碗，
Now look at the verse 5.
哦，你就看见很多人都长疮就是。
Then you see many have sores and that's it.
长疮的是蛮讨厌的。
Now it is very painful to have sores.
但是还是恶而且毒。
Now, but it says here it is noisome and grievous.
那就是不要命也要剥了一层皮的那个那种光景。
And so that's the condition. Even if it takes your life, you have to take your skin, take the sore away.
但是你细细读进去。
But when you read into it,
你看见神不是叫我们看见人长疮。
But you see that God's purpose is not for us to see man with sores.
神要叫我们看见是什么人长疮。
But God wants us to see who has those sores.
如果我们一看到这个点，
Now we see that point,
我们立刻就看到一个事。
And immediately we see one thing.
头一个碗，
The first vial,
乃是对神在灾难里面追讨那一些与神做对头的那些人的身上。
It is in the vial, first vial that God's dealing with those who are opposing him, who are rejecting him. That is the object of the first vial.
因为这些人都是站在兽的那一边。
Because all this group is standing on the side of the beast.
也就是站在敌基督的那一边的。
They are standing on the side of the Antichrist.
他们是完全毫无保留的跟随敌基督的。
That without any reservation, they are following the Antichrist.
一切从神来的，他们都反对。
Everything from God, they oppose.
一切与神有关的，他们都要践踏。
Everything that has to do with God, they will trample.
他们就是存着这样的一个与神对抗的心思，活在地上。
And that is the heart they have as they live on earth to oppose and reject God.
当第一碗没有倾倒以前
，Now before the first bowl was poured for,
这些人你可以想象得到。
You can just imagine for this group of people.
他们在地上是一下子就把那一个词忘掉了，你就晓得这一批人是在地上是作威作福的。
That on earth you can just imagine this group of people do as they wish.
只有他去对付人。
That only they would deal with others.
只有他去遣他人。
That only they would tread upon others.
他们好像威风八面的在那里横行。
It seems like they're very pompous and have their way.
因为他们是打着一个旗号，我们拒绝神。
And because they have this banner that they reject God.
我们是敌基督的人。
That they belong to the Antichrist.
敌基督给了我们印记。
And that the Antichrist has gave them a sign.
敌基督给了我们一个形象。
And the Antichrist has given them an image.
凭着这些印记，凭着这些形象，我们可以在地上 通行无阻的。
And by that mark and by that image, they can do anything they want on earth.
那他们以为是很威风的。
And so they think they have their way.
但是现在时候到了。
But now the time has come.
神过去的容忍到了尽头了。
The tolerance of God in the past has come to an end.
神的追讨显出来。
And the chastening of God is manifested.
所以你看见第一个碗倒下来的那一个结果，乃是叫那些站在神的对头的那一面与神作对的人受对付了。
And so you can see the result of the point forth of the first fire is dealing against those who oppose God, standing on the opposite side of God.
那这个是第一个碗。
That is the first fire.
然后第二个碗。
And the second vial.
那第二个碗呢？
The second vial.
就是倒在海里。
Was poured out upon the sea.
海又变成血。
And it became as the blood.
好像死人的血。
Of a dead man.
海中的活物都死了。
And every living soul died in the sea.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你留意这个事实
Pay attention to this fact
倒在海里
It was poured upon the sea
为什么倒在海里
Why is it poured upon the sea
如果弟兄姊妹你记得
If brothers and sisters you remember
敌基督从哪里来
Where did the Antichrist come from? He came out of the sea
那个兽从哪里来
Where did the beast come from?
是从地出来的。
He came out of the land.
但那个地是围绕着那个海的地。
But it is the land which surrounds the sea.
那为什么就是围绕着这个海呢？
And so why is it surrounding this sea?
弟兄姊妹，你记得。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
我们从整本圣经所记载的事情来留意。
Now we pay attention throughout the recording of the scripture.
海是撒旦的巢穴。
Now the sea is the nest of Satan.
弟兄姊妹，你记得从创世第一章。
Brothers and sisters.
创世纪第一章说到撒旦堕落了以后
You know that from chapter 1 in Genesis after Satan fell
就叫水遮盖了全地
And so the water covered the earth
叫地成了空虚混沌
And so the land was formless and void
渊面黑暗
And it was covered in darkness
神的灵在这样的一个光景里头没有了落脚之地
And in that condition, there is no place for the Spirit of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个海
Because the sea
不管它是用什么的形状出现在这个地
No matter what form it takes on this land
创世纪第一章第二节的那种形态也好
Whether it is the form in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2
以后隐藏在其他的事物上面也好
Or that it is hidden in other matters
弟兄姊妹你看到
Brothers and sisters you can see
海是撒旦的那个根据地
The sea is the very headquarter of Satan
是他的巢穴
It is his nest
那所以弟兄姊妹你注意
And so brothers and sisters you pay attention
第三天 第三天
You see on the third
第二天
You can see
第二天
On the second day
第二天叫那个 空间分成上下的时候
You can see on the second day when God divided the expanse
神没有说好
He did not say it was good
一直等到第三天
But it was on the third day
陆地从海里面分别出来了
That the land was separated from the waters
神就说神看着 是好的
And God saw it was good
那为什么
Now why
因为如果海还是把地来遮盖的时候
It is because if the sea is still covering the land
也就说出撒旦的那一个权势在那里仍然是猖狂
It tells us It expresses that the authority of Satan is still full bloomed
那么到以后不能 说太多的例子了
And so I cannot give you too many examples
但是必须要指出一两件事再指出一两件事
But we have to point out one or two more examples
那到了新约的时候
Now in the New Testament
到了我们的主到地上来的时候
Now when our Lord was on earth
弟兄姊妹记得有一次我们的主不是跟门徒坐船渡过加利利海吗
Now brothers and sisters remember one time our Lord was on the boat crossing the Sea of Galilee with his disciples
船上睡着了
And our Lord was asleep on the boat
突然就起了大风浪
And then there was a great storm
门徒这一批渔夫都没办法控制得住了
Now even the disciples a group of fishermen they could not control them
他们整天 长久生活在这个环境里头的也给那个环境杀坏了。
Now they live under this condition for a very long period of time being fishermen, but they were afraid of this condition.
把主叫醒了。
And so they awoke the Lord.
说我们丧命了。
They say we're going to lose our lives.
那主怎么做呢？
What did the Lord do?
主就起来。
The Lord awoke.
斥责那个风和海。
He rebuked the wind and the sea.
弟兄姊妹稀奇吗？
Brothers and sisters, is that amazing?
风
the wind
没有位格
there's no character
personality.
No personality
海
the sea
没有位格
there's no personality
没有对一些没有位格的事物你怎么去骂它
and so with things that have no personality how can you rebuke it
它没有反应
they have no response
你怎么去骂它
and so how can you rebuke them
但弟兄说你留意
my brothers and sisters pay attention
我们的主当时就是骂这个风和这个海
but our Lord was rebuking the wind and the sea
为什么
why
没有位格的东西你骂它干什么
without personality why do you scold it
当时我们的主所看到的
but what our Lord saw
不是这个没有位格的风和海
it is not this wind and sea without personality
那是这个风和海当中的背后的发生的原因
but it is behind this wind and sea the very reason why this happened
为什么是在海里面发生呢
why is it in the sea
虽然当时所说那个海是一个大湖
of course the sea it mentioned there is only like a big pond
但是就是水了
but it is water
那撒旦的巢穴
it is because it is the nest of Satan
就是你还注意
brothers and sisters you also notice
我们的主不是要赶鬼吗
one time our Lord was casting out the demons
那是鬼就要求主说
and then the demons asked of the Lord
你总得让我们有个地方去了
let us have a place to go to
你不如你让我们到那群猪那里去好
let us go to the swine
主就说去吧
and our Lord said go
那结果那这个鬼啊就到了那个猪群里边
and so the spirits cast upon the swine
那结果呢
and then as a result
那些猪都冲过那个山崖掉到那个湖里面去淹死了
that the swine rushed down the cliff and then they went over and they were drowned in the sea
为什么要跑回那个湖里面去呢
why did they have to go back to the lake
我们再看这一个主说的一个比方就很清楚了
and when we see another parable of the Lord we're very clear
主说过一个比方说到旧约律法的所带出来的问题
Our Lord gave of a parable that was brought forth from the Old Testament
他说一个鬼啊离开了人身
He said if a demon was to depart away from man
就在外面游荡
and it is just moving about
那个人呢、啊、那个鬼跑掉了以后他就把房子打扫干净
and so then when the demon is gone that person cleans the house
但是这个离开这个人的鬼啊在外头走来走去没有找到安歇之地、啊、
But when the spirit is moving about and has no place to rest
为什么没有找到安歇之地呢
Why didn't he not find a place to rest
主就说
The Lord said
因为他是在无水之地游来游去
And because he is moving about when there is no water
因为没有水
Because there is no water
他不得安息
He has no rest
他说既然如此
He said if that is the case
我倒不如回到从前我附着的那个人那边去
He would go cast himself upon the one who he possessed before
结果那个鬼就回去
And so the demon returned
因为带着七个比他更凶的鬼一块去
And he also brought with him seven more spirits which were more
fierce 那人的情况比以前更坏了
Then our Lord said that person is worse off now than before
主说这个比喻是说到人如果还是留在那个律法底下来活的话那个结果就是这个样
and so our Lord is pointing out that if man lives under the law still that is his condition
但在主说这些话的里面我们看到了一个秘密
but within the words of our Lord here we can see a secret
鬼跟水是很有关联
but the demons have a lot to do with water
他如果不附着人他就要粘着水
Now, if he is not possessing man, they have to go to the water.
我们从圣经里面记载很多鬼的活动的那些记载里边能看到这样的一个事。
And so, from the recording of the scriptures, we can see many of these examples.
那现在我们来到这里。
And so, now here.
第二个碗一倒出来
When the second vial is poured out
就倒在海里
It was upon the sea
那海就变成血。
And so the sea became as blood.
海中的活物都死了。
And every living soul died in the sea.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你注意，
pay attention.
海就变成血。
The sea became as blood.
这个是显露。那是鬼的作为的那种恶性。
This manifests the evilness of the work of these demons.
海中的活物都死了，那就是说，那里除了死亡以外，什么都生命的都没有。
And what is expressed in every living soul died in the sea means that aside from death, there's no life.
但是我们看这些的时候，只是看到那个现象。
But here, when we see this, we only see the phenomena.
但是究竟第二个碗，那个目的在哪里呢？
Then, what is the purpose of the second vial?
那如果我们能掌握刚才的那个情况，
Now we can take hold of the condition previously.
我们就看得很清楚。
Then we can see clearly.
头一个碗是对付那些跟随敌基督的人。
The first one is to deal with those who follow the Antichrist.
第二个碗就是对付撒旦的巢穴。
The second vial is to deal with the nest of Satan.
从这一个时候开始，
And from this time on,
海就给废去了。
Now the sea has been taken away.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看到启示录的二十一章的时候，
And so brothers and sisters, you see in Revelation chapter 21,
你看到有一件事发生，
you see one thing happening.
那里怎么说呢？
What does it say
there? 我们先翻到那里去看一看。
Let us first look at there.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我又看见一个新天新地。
And I saw a new heaven and new earth.
因为先前的天地已经过去了。
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
海也不再有了。
And there was no more sea.
又怎么可能没有海？
You say, how can, is it possible for no more sea?
没有海，那些江河的水流到哪去？
And so, with no sea, where does the rivers flow to?
那弟兄姊妹，这个先，我们先不要管这个问题。
But the first sisters, we would not take hold of that question first.
这是在旧地里头的光景。
But that's the condition in new heaven and new earth.
不是我们现在在旧地里头的那种观念。
It is not the condition, the concept we have here on the old earth and old heaven.
但是如果我们回到神的话里面去，我们看到有讲解的。
But if we go back to the word of God, of course, there's an explanation for that.
但是不在我们这个范围里头，我们就不管它了。
But it is not in this boundary here, so we won't go into that.
我们只是注意这里有个事实。
But here there's this fact.
自从第二个碗倒下来以后，
when the second vial is poured out,
海里头再没有生命的这个光现象的时候，
in this condition where there's no more life in the sea,
接着的就是海也给废掉了。
And the result is that even there is no more sea.
是到了新天新地的时候，你再也看不见海了。
You will not see the sea.
创世纪第一章你看见的就是海。
Chapter 1 in Genesis, you see it's only the sea.
一点陆地都没有看到。
There is no land at all.
但是到了新天新地的时候，
But in new heaven and new earth,
你只看见新地。
You only see the new land.
你再也看不见海。
There, you do not see the sea anymore any longer.
这些关联我们都要留意的。
Brothers and sisters, we have to take note of all these relationships.
因为这些事实是说出神和撒旦当中的那一种经历的。
Because all these facts tell us of the experience of between God and Satan.
那所以第二个印是对付了撒旦的巢穴。
And so the second vial deals with the nest of Satan.
弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers and sisters,
十二章那里就说到。
You remember in chapter 12.
撒旦从天空给赶到地上来。
That when Satan was cast down from heaven.
那么现在给我们看到。
Now we can see.
地还没有完全。给对付，
that the land has not been completely dealt with.
但是海就先受了对付。
But the sea is first dealt with.
神先把撒旦的那个根据地来弄掉。
Now first God takes away the headquarter of Satan.
然后，
and then,
我们看第三碗。
We look at the third
vial. 第三碗跟第二碗的性质是一样。
Now the essence of the third vial and the second vial is the same.
第二碗是对付海。
The second vial deals with the sea.
第三碗是对付江河。
The third vial deals with the rivers.
但是最中心的那个点是对付那些水。
But the central point is still dealing with the water.
所以第三个天使把那个碗倒在江河与众水的泉源哪里？
And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters.
水又变成血了。
And they became blood.
像第二碗一样。
Just like the second vial.
那这到这里我们就看到。
Here we can see.
全地的水都成了血。
That all the water in this earth has become blood.
全地的水都不能再饮用。
No longer can you use the water in this world.
那然后我们就注意了。
And then we pay attention.
那个目的在哪里？
Where is that purpose?
那个目的乃是 更进一步的去对付那些跟随敌基督的人。
The purpose is a further step in dealing with those who follow the Antichrist.
那说第五节你就听到掌管众水的天使在那里说。
Verse 5, you can hear the angel of the water say.
又是像第一章那个时候所说的，是今在实在的圣者。
Just as it says in chapter 1, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be.
现在的神。
It is still emphasizing the point of the Lord of the present.
在这里他们宣告一件事。
Here they proclaim one thing.
那就是神对抵挡神的人的进一步的追讨。
And that is the further chastening of God on those who opposed him.
这批人已经长了疮了。
Now these people already have sores.
现在连水也没喝了。
Now they have no water to drink.
那我们留意他们怎么说。
Now let's pay attention what they say.
他说今在世代的圣者啊，你这样判断是公义的。
Thou righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged thus.
他们曾流圣徒与先知的血。
For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets.
现在你给他们血喝，这是他们所该受的。
And thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy.
那这里你看到。
Here you can see.
神的追讨。
The chastening of God.
那以及我们看到律法上边所提到的关乎神的公义的彰显的。其中的一些事。
It also shows us some matters of the manifestation of the righteous judgment of God in the law.
就是在神的公义的里边。
And that is in God's righteousness.
定规是不以有罪为无罪。
It is will that He cannot deem the sinless as the sinful as sinless.
引出来的那个结果就是以血还血。
And so the result is blood for blood.
以牙还牙。
Tooth for tooth.
以眼还眼
，an eye for an eye。
那弟兄姊妹，现在你在这里看到
，brothers and sisters, here you can see，
神在律法里面所宣告的那些追讨的光景出现了。
The condition which God has proclaimed in the righteous judgment of the law is manifested here。
这些人，他们曾对付流圣徒与先知的血。
These people they have dealt and shed the blood of the saints and the prophets。
现在神就把血给他们喝。
And now God has given them blood to drink。
这是他们该受的。
They are worthy。
留意。
Pay attention。
天使的宣告只是宣告出神这样做的那个原因。
Now, the proclamation of the angel only tells us of the reason why God is doing this.
但是我们要留意
But,
这个事情跟过往的历史的关系。
We have to pay attention to the relationship it has here with the past history.
留意第七节。
Pay attention to verse 7.
我听见祭坛中有声音说是的主神全能者你的判断意在。
And I heard another out of the voice of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments.
用只能记得这是第六印，第六印在那里曾经上神发出深渊的要求的那个地方。
Brothers and sisters, remember this is the place on the sixth seal when there was a cry of vengeance, or the requirement of vengeance.To God.
那时他们在那里说
And there they are crying before
圣洁真实的主啊你不审判第五印审判住在地上的人给我们生流血的冤要到几时呢
And actually that was on the fifth seal that when they are crying out to the true and Lord, righteous Lord when will thou wait until thou will take vengeance for us
现在神回应了那个呼求
And now God has answered that cry
神说你现在看到了
God says, now you see,
我为你们伸冤了。
I have taken vengeance for you.
我为你们还个公道了。
And I've,
他们领会了这件事情。
And those who are under altar now, they understand.
他们都在那里承认说，神啊，你所做的很对。
And they are confessing, God, what you do is just.
是公义的。
It is righteous.
是准确的。
It is true.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
那么照看
If we look at this
从第一章到 第一碗到第三碗
When we looked at the first vial to the third vial
你看到所追讨的那个对象一直是停留在那些跟随敌基督的人
You can see that the object of this dealing is continually on those who follow the Antichrist
我们也许会觉得
Maybe we might feel
为什 何不一先去对付那个敌基督呢？
Why is it not first to deal with the Antichrist himself?
那弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要留意，
We have to take note.
神这样显明他的作为，
When God manifests his work this way,
乃是要表达，
It is to manifest
他是怎样的一位神，
What kind of God he is.
他是圣洁公义的主。
He is a holy and righteous Lord.
一切的不义的事情在他面前他都不能容忍。
He cannot bear any unrighteousness before him.
他可以在时间上等待人的回转。
In the matter of time, he cannot wait for the repentance of man.
但是他绝不能接受人老不悔改。
But he cannot accept that man just will not repent.
那所以当他的追讨一显明的时候，那些在神面前刚硬的人首先是受了神的对付。
And so in the chastening of God, the man who has hardened themselves before God are first dealt with.
因为到了第四个晚，
Because on the first file,
我们就看见，
We can see
神对付跟随敌基督的人顶厉害顶厉害的，到第四晚就到了顶点。
We can see how the utmost of the rebellion against God here in the fourth vial.
那第四晚就倒在日头上。
The fourth vial was poured upon the sun.
叫日头能用火烤人。
And so that they would scorch man with fire.
人给大热所烤。
And they were scorched with great heat.
弟兄姊妹注意，
Brothers and sisters,
就亵渎那有权管掌管这些灾的神之名，
and they blaspheme the name of God which have power over these plagues,
并不悔改将荣耀归给神，
and they repented not to give him glory.
那弟兄姊妹你看到了，
Brothers and sisters, here you see,
从第一晚到第四晚，
from the first vial to the fourth vial,
神那个对付的对象一直是向着那些拒绝神的权柄的人。
Now the object of God's dealing is continual on those who reject and rebel against his authority.
或者说得更清楚，一直是对付那些拒绝神的人。
Now in other words, to be more clear, it is continuing against those who rebel against accepting God.
那这些人，
and these men,
神给他们很多机会，
God has given them many chances
悔改
for them to repent.
但他们拒绝，
but they rejected.
他们拒绝，
they rejected.
一再的拒绝，
again and again.
那甚至落到这样严重的那个管，你说管教比管教严重多了。
To a condition, you say this is discipline is more, much, much more harsh than discipline.
比鞭打严重多了。
And for them to be scorched, it is much more severe than being scorched.
现在简直就是在那里追讨了。
But now they're being chastened.
但虽然他们落到神的追讨里，
but though they're in the chastening of God,
弟兄们你看到，
brothers and sisters, you can see,
他们的那种光景就是，
their condition is
不悔改。
They will not repent.
不把荣耀归给神。
And they give not glory to God. That is also to say,
到了这样的地步还不承认神。
Even in this situation, they still do not acknowledge God. They still do not accept God.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果我们从人类的历史来算起，
if we count back from man's history,
说到这个时候，
to this time,
已经是我们没办法计算出很准确的那个年数。
We cannot accurately count the time frame.
但是我们最低限度有一个概念。
At the very least, we have this concept.
从亚当堕落以后，有历史可以计算出来的年代，到了现在已经六七千年了。
From the time Adam fell till now, when there is history that is accounted for, is about 6,000-7,000 years.
但是六七千年那么长久，神做了多少的工，神说了多少的话。
But,from all the work that God did, all the words he has spoken.
但是人就是这样刚硬，不肯悔改。
But man is so hardened, they will not repent.
不承认神。
They do not acknowledge God.
越过越抵挡神。
The more they oppose God.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这些事情，
these matters,
我们眼睛也能看到。
We can also see with our eyes.
还不停在这里。
Not only that,
那么看到第五晚的时候，
Now when we looked at the fifth vial,
现在
Now
那个对付的 目标从人转移到敌基督身上。
It has shifted from dealing with man upon the Antichrist.
那说 第五位天使把碗是倒在兽的座位上。
And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast.
兽的国就黑暗。
And his kingdom was full of darkness.
那整个敌基督的国，也就是全地。
Now the entire kingdom of the Antichrist, that is the whole land.
都乐在黑暗里。
Was in darkness.
这个黑暗
and this darkness,
不仅是说物质的黑暗
it is not only that there is physical darkness,
而是他们整个人的黑暗
but it is that they are all in darkness,
只有人的落到黑只有整个人落在黑暗里
and when the entire person is in darkness,
这个黑暗才会给人感觉疼痛
that only this kind of darkness can give pain to man,
因为这个黑暗叫人再也看不见前途
because this darkness allows man no longer to see the future,
说得更坦白一点他们都不知道活着究竟是为了什么
to be very plain, they do not know the meaning, the purpose of their living,
他们看不到前途
they do not see a future,
现在我还有一口气
now I still breathing,
再过一个小时我还有没有口气我也没有把握了
whether I still live an hour from now I'm not sure
明天我还能不能活我也不知道
can I still live tomorrow I'm not sure
我简直是在一个完全绝望的光景里
I'm in a complete hopeless state
是只有这样的情形出现在人的心思里人才会感觉疼痛
it is only in that condition that appears in man's heart then they feel painful
不是身体的疼痛
it is not the pain of the body
是整个人的疼痛
but it's the pain of the whole being
因为这个黑暗呢
because this darkness
再加上第四晚的那个大热的烤啊
when you add on the scorching of the fourth vial
再加上第一晚所给他们所生的疮啊
and adding on the sore that was from the first vial
这些事情都没有过去啊
these things do not pass
都一停留在他们的身上
but they all remain upon them
又没水喝
they have no water to drink
真的是苦死
it is very bitter and suffer
但弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters you pay attention
这些人
these people
在神面前所表达的是什么一回事
What is it that they manifest before God?
他们因着他们自己所遭遇的就亵渎神
so Because of their encounters they blaspheme against God
因为不悔改所行的
And they repent not of their deeds
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你留意到
Pay attention
如果我们看第一晚到第四晚第一晚到 第三晚
If we look at the first vial to the third vial
甚至看到第四晚
Even the fourth vial
我们就说哎呦神啊你怎么一点怜悯都没有把那么厉害的那些刑罚惩治临到人呢
How come you have no mercy that you will give such severe punishment to man
许多不认识神的人他们在那里咒诅神在那里辱骂神就是凭这些的记载
All those who does not know God that would blaspheme and mock God it is according to these kind of recordings
再加上旧约里边神公义的显出来的时候所处理的一些外邦拜偶像的民族的事
and they also hold on to the fact and how God dealt with in the Old Testament the Gentiles who worshipped idols
那些不信神的人就说、啊、神是这样的凶残我们才不要相信他
and those unbelievers say God is so fierce I will not believe in him
也不接受他
and I will not accept him
他们从来不问
they never asked
为什么神会这样子
Why would God do that?
神既然一面称他是自己是慈爱的神
Since on the one hand he is the God of love
怜悯人的神
He is a merciful God
但是为什么他这样做
But why would he do that?
那些人从来不问这个问题
Those people would never ask that question
他们只是抓住神追讨人的那个现象就指责神说你太凶残
They only hold on to the fact of the result of the chastening of God to man then they point at God and say God you're too fierce
那弟兄们你看到第四第五晚的时候
And so brothers and sisters when you see the fourth and fifth vial
你就看到了
Then you see
神一面在那里对付敌基督的权势
On the one hand God is dealing with the authority of the Antichrist
其实以前的也是对付敌基督的权势
In fact in the past he was dealing with the power of the Antichrist
不过第五晚就更明确的是直接就对付 别基督的那个座位，就是他的权势。
It is very evident he is dealing with the authority of the Antichrist that it is upon the seat.
但是神要显明的呢
？But what God wants to manifest
乃是人的光景。
It is to manifest man's condition.
弟兄姊妹，你看到第四晚
，Brothers and sisters, you see the fourth vial.
人不悔改。
Man repent not.
第五晚
The fifth vial.
人也不悔改。
Man also repent not.
并且更进一步的去亵渎神。
And they even more blasphemed against God.
弟兄姊妹，这就是人的天然。
Brothers and sisters, that is the nature of man.
这就是堕落了的人。
That is the fallen man.
这就是堕落了的亚当所带出来的那个结果。
And that is the result from the fallen Adam.
这一个结果从亚当那个时候开始。
And this result began with Adam.
一直到现在没有一点点的改变。
Until now, it has not changed a little bit.
除了那些因着相信主而进入基督里的人是有了一个转换以外。
Aside from those who have believed in the Lord and entered into Him and have an exchange, all those outside of Christ have not changed at all.
严格说起来,
to be strict,
如果不是神的怜悯,
if it's not by the mercy of God,
就是进到基督里的人还是带着许许多多这样的原则性的愚昧活在神的面前。
Even those who are in Christ would bring with them, by principle, all these foolishness.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到这种情形的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we see these conditions,
我们不能忽略
We cannot neglect
撒旦当时欺骗夏娃去吃果子的时候说的是什么
What did Satan say when he deceived Eve to eat of the fruit?
你们就能像神
You will be like God
你们眼睛就明亮
And your eyes will be enlightened
你们就如同神一样可以分别善恶
And you will be like God to distinguish between good and evil
从此以后你们就是神
You will be God
你们不需要你以外再有任何的神
You do not need any other God
所以弟兄姊妹你看到整个人类的历史一直到今天
So brothers and sisters you can see throughout man's history
所有那些抵挡神的人他们心思里面的东西就是这一个
All those in the hearts of those who oppose God are those things
我就是不要你做神
I do not want you to be God
我就是不承认你是神
I will not acknowledge that you're God
你就是杀了我我也不要你
Even if you kill me I do not want you to be my God
In the Great Tribulation,
man's nature would be exposed without any holding back.
神就借着这样的事来让人认识神公义的追讨是不是要执行。
And it is through this kind of things that God manifests, would it be necessary for him to manifest his chastening?
人自己堕落败坏到这样的一个光景。
That man has fallen and are corrupt to this point.
把整个地都败坏到一塌糊涂。
And they have defiled the land.
弟兄姊妹们，我们算是让神把我们安排在这个比较靠近末了的那个时候。
Brothers and sisters, you can say God has arranged us at a time where it's near the end.
我们看到地上的那种罪恶的那个情形啊，从前还隐藏一点不敢公开。现在不单是要公开，并且还要成为合法。
Now, when we see today the sins of this world, not only are they not hidden, but they are exposed and they are going to be legalized.
怎么能叫犯罪成为合法呢
？And so, how can you make sin to be legal?
把神撵出去就可以了。
It is that you have no place for God at all.
把神对付掉就可以了。
That you deal with God and that's
all. 没有神在那里的时候，我们就可以为所欲为了。
Without God, we can do anything we want.
这就是人的天然。
Brothers and sisters, that's the nature of man.
那到了现在已经是到了靠近顶点了。
Now it's almost at the boiling point.
但是你比较在大灾难的时候的那光景。
But when you compare with the condition in the Great Tribulation,
我们发觉人性的堕落现在虽然是严重，但还没有到顶。
Then we'll discover, even though man's nature is so corrupt and fallen, it is not still at the summit yet.
因此弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们不能不注意
We cannot but take note
是神太严厉吗
Is that God is too strict
不是神太严厉
No, it is not
而是神让人逼到一个地步他不能不显明他是圣洁公义的主
But God has been forced to a point by man that he cannot but manifest he is a holy and righteous Lord
那然后我们看到一些更严重的事情。
And so we see some more severe matters.
人在神的这样的灾难的惩治的底下，没有 一点回转的心思。
That man under this severe punishment of tribulation from God did not repent.
那所以第六个天使把碗倒下来的时候，就引出一个很大的事情。
And so when the sixth angel poured out his vial, it brings forth a great matter.
这个事情乃是全地都集合起来来对付神。
And this matter is that the whole world gathered together to deal against God.
虽然当时地上的环境是非常的恶劣了。
Even though at that time the condition on earth is very fierce.
但是人不因着那个环境的恶劣而松手。
But not because of the condition that was so fierce that they would relax.
他们还发动一次极其厉害的对付神。
But they will still gather together to fight against God greatly.
那现我们看到第六个碗倒下来的时候。
Now when we see the sixth vial being poured out.
第一要注意。
First we have to take note.
它倒在什么地方。
Where was it poured?
第二我们要注意的。
The second thing we have to take note of.
它倒出来的那个结果是引出什么事情。
What is the result after it was poured out?
那这就是我们要从第六个碗里面所注意的。
And that's what we have to take note of from the sixth vial.
那我们看第六碗的时候
Now when we see the sixth vial,
不能忘记十二章
We cannot forget chapter 12
十二章就说到那一个妇人
Chapter 12 tells us of that woman
那她生了男孩子以后
After he has given birth to the
男孩子就被提
man-child,
到天上去
The man-child was caught up in heaven
这个龙就来逼迫这个妇人和她其余的儿女。
And so the dragon came to persecute the woman and the remnant of her
seed. 在哪里没有说怎么逼迫这个妇人和她的儿女。
It did not tell us how the persecution was.
现在第六个碗的时候我们看到了。
But now we can see that in the sixth vial.
第六碗所引出来的那个结果。
The result of the sixth vial.
乃是全地的邦国。都连接起来去对付以色列。
That is, all the nations of this world has been united to deal with Israel.
那这个，所以我们一直说那个妇人，其余的儿女，那个妇人是以色列。
That's why we say that woman is Israel.
她其余的儿女，就是不肯跟随敌基督的那些以色列人。
And so the remnant of her seed are the Israelites that will not follow the Antichrist.
那现在第六个碗倒下来。
And now the sixth vial is poured forth.
一倒下来以后。
And was poured out.
弟兄姊妹注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
碗是倒在伯拉大河上。
That the vial was poured upon the great river Euphrates.
那这个伯拉大河就是现在。在伊拉克那里的那一条叫做幼发拉底河
and that place is the Euphrates River today in Iraq
那一倒在那里的时候那个河水就干了
and when it's poured out there the river dried up
那河为什么河水干呢
and so why did it dry up
他说要给那从日出之地而来的众王预备道路
and it is so that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared
那就是东方咯。
That is the east.
那现在好，我们注意那个地理环境。
Now we have to take note of the geography.
第六个碗是倒在幼发拉底河那里。
Now the sixth vial is poured upon the Euphrates River.
就是中东这个地带。
And that is the region of the Middle East.
那么在中东这个地带。
Now in the region of the Middle East.
你就看到在东方的有许多的王他们连接起来
You can see there are many kings of the east that unite together
他们连接起来做什么呢
What do they do when they are united together
他们用他们现在的话来说他们要发动一个圣战
And using today's terms they are going to start a holy war
不过弟兄姊妹记得
Brothers and sisters
这些事情都是以后发生的不是发生在现在的
This will take place later on not now
不过现在有一些事情是可以给我们看到那个迹象
But now, there are some things that allow us to see the phenomenon.
我非常不同情把现在的事套进启示录里面去看。
Now, I have no sympathy at all for those who put today's events into Revelation.
但是我也不能不说,启示录里面有一些事情是隐隐约约的指出 将来所发生的事，那个源头是从现在就已经出现了。
But I cannot but also point out that many of the things in Revelation hiddenly that will take place actually begins today.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了这里。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention here.
整个第六晚的事情的开头是在幼弗拉德。
Now we pay attention. The event that takes place from the sixth vow is starts at the Euphrates River.
就在现在的伊拉克和伊朗的这一带的地方。
It is in the region of Iran and Iraq today.
那弟兄姊妹，你晓得
？Brothers and sisters,
伊拉克是抵挡以色列是最厉害的一个邦国。
Now Iraq is a nation that really opposes Israel the most.
那一个。巴比伦就是在这个地区里。
And so Babylon is in that region.
那么到了第六晚第六个晚到的时候。
And so when the sixth vial is poured out,
这就不单是伊拉克这个地区的人起来抵挡神。
So not only the people in the region of Iraq raise up to deal against,
中东地区的那些人都合起来要抵挡谁。
To oppose that, but it's all those in the region of the Middle East will rise up together to deal against that. And then you see one thing.
有三个污秽的灵。
There are three evil spirits.
其实就是龙、敌基督、假先知的灵。
And that is the spirit of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet.
就是他们这三个家伙。
And so it's these three characters.
他们的灵在那里发生了一些作用。
And so the spirits have some function there.
弟兄姊妹注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
什么作用呢？
What function?
他们到了普天下众王那里。
That they went forth unto the kings of the earth.
但是全地的力量。
And that is the power of the whole world.
做什么呢？
To do what?
他们连接起来。
They have gathered together.
去对付神。
To deal against God, because there it tells us,
叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战
to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
然后就叫全地的那个力量
so that the power of the whole world
聚集在一个地方
to gather at one place.
这个地方希伯来话叫做哈比吉多顿
and in the Hebrew tongue this place is called Armageddon.
好，我先把那个地理环境说了。
And so let me first give you the geography of this.
从伊拉克的那一边
from the side of Iraq,
组织了全地的联军
it has united the forces of the whole world.
他们集结在以色列的地的北边。
And they gathered together on the northern region of Israel.
就是旧约称为耶斯列平原的这个地区。
And that is in the Old Testament where it is called the Plain of Jezreel.
这个地区历代以来都是一个战场。
And throughout the history, that plain is a battlefield.
是古战场，也是将来的大战的战场。
It is an ancient battlefield. It is also the battlefield of the great battle to come.
这里说希伯来话叫做哈米吉多顿。
And so, in the Hebrew tongue, this place is Armageddon.
现在那个地方，这个名字就叫基多顿。
And so, the place today is called Gemarden.
现在我们看到了第六个晚是什么？
So we can see then what is the sixth vial.
是一场对付神的战争。
It is a battle against God.
全面的。
It is full force.
全地的。
It is the whole world.
全地都集中起来。
The whole world gathered together.
去对付神。
To deal against God.
但是问题在这里。
But that's the issue.
神在天上。
God is in heaven.
这些人在地上。
These people are on earth.
他们要去对付神。
They are to deal against God.
怎么对付法呢？这就不能不让我们留意到
And so then it'll take note of us.
为什么中东这个地区一直以来就是一个很混乱的地区
Why is it that the region of the Middle East until now is so confused?
直到现在还是这样
Even now that is the condition.
比如说你留意这几天中东那边的那个情形你说严重是蛮严重你说不严重也好像是没有什么大不了
Brothers and sisters, you say that's very severe It seems very severe You say it's not a big deal It doesn't seem like a big deal
但标准必须看到那些事都是借你所提到的事情的一些引发的 那是原因。
But brothers and sisters, we have to take note that the events to come starts now. What is going to be the field that will take place for the events to come?
我做这样的一个估计。
I will make this calculation.
因着第六晚所发生的事。
Because of the events of the
sixth vial. 我们简单的从地理上面先说一说。
We'll just simply account for it from the geography.
由中东先发起一个反对以色列的运动。
That there is a movement from the Middle East that first arises to oppose Israel.
然后这个运动就扩展到全地都联合在一起对付以色列。
And that this movement gradually would go to the whole world to deal against Israel.
因为人要对付神。
Because man wants to deal against God.
神在天上他们够不到。
But because God is in heaven, they cannot reach God.
他们要对付教会。
They want to deal with the church.
教会已经被提了，不在地上，他们也找不到目的。
Has already been raptured, so they cannot deal with the church on earth.
剩下以色列。
They have no purpose, so Israel is left. They will not follow the Antichrist.
很自然就成了那个是给对付的那个对象。
So naturally, they are the object that they deal against with.
就把对付神的那个那些怒气完全的对付在以色列身上。
So the wrath they have with feeling against God, they put it upon Israel.
这个就是那个地上的情势的那个中发展。
And so that's the events as it unfold on earth.
从现在中东的小冲突，慢慢慢慢的引发了将来的大。大问题。
So from the small conflicts today in the region of the Middle East, it will gradually lead to a great problem.
但是你看现在的情形，你说这个情形大概不可能发生的。
But if you look at today's condition, you say this what is to come will not happen.
因为只现在目前呢、啊，帮助以色列的还是很多国家。
Because there are still so many nations today that help Israel.
并且都是西方的大国。
And it is all the great nations of the Western.
如果西方的大国是跟以色列站在一边。
And if the Western nations stand on the side of Israel.
虽然有些时候。或是装模作样的责备以色列。
Even though sometimes they, in a pretense, they rebuke Israel.
但是他们还是站在以色列的这一边。
But they still stand on the side of Israel.
这事情不会发生到这里的。
And so it will not happen that way.
但弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
我们不敢说现在的情形能长远的维持下去。
We dare not say the condition of today can hold for a long time.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得现在目前在世界上面最难。解决的是什么问题
Brothers and sisters, do you realize what is the most difficult problem to solve today on earth?
是能源的问题啊
It is the matter of resource.
而能源的问题里面很重要的一个是石油的问题、啊、
And the matter of the resource, most importantly, is the petroleum.
那现在弟兄姊妹你晓得在波罗大河的这一带地方都是石油出产最丰富贮藏最丰富的
Now brothers and sisters You know the place where the Euphrates River lies today Is the most abundant place where oil comes from
因着石油的问题
And so because of this issue of oil
难保以后西方国家不因着这个能源的问题而改变立场
Can it be that the Western nations Because of this issue of the resource of oil That they would not change their stand
我们很难没有办法能估计
We cannot calculate that.
但是这个可能性是在的
But that possibility is there.
弟兄姊妹你又说这个也不大对啊
Brothers and sisters you say that's not too right.
你说现在在很多地方都发觉那个石油的产量不比中东地区少啊
You discover there are so many other places for oil and they're not less than what the Middle East is producing.
你说中国大陆就很多石油啊
You say there's a lot of oil in China.
前苏联也很多石油
Even the former Soviet Union have a lot of oil
就是美国亚拉斯加那里头就也是不少石油啊
Even today in the US, Alaska has a lot of oil
到处都有石油啊
There's oil everywhere
并不让中东的这些这个地区一枝独秀嘛
And it's not only the Middle East region has it's number one in that
那弟兄姊妹你有没有看到
But brothers and sisters, do you see these few days
众院不是通过了一个律法通过了一个律法就是允许那个北极阿拉斯加那的一些那个保护区那个保护区的一个小部分允许开采石油
And so that the Congress just passed a law for the northern, North Pole, the Alaska region of one of the protected areas, the lands, only a small part of that they can drill for oil.
在参议院还没有通过、啊。
But still, it has to go through the Senate.
可是那个反对的声音就已经出来了。
And so there's so much opposition for that.
哎呀，这样环境又破坏了。
Then you destroy the surroundings.
加州 加州最近我们今年不是承受能源危机吗？
And so, even in California today, we are going through an energy crisis.
加州外海石油产量也不小。
And so we have a lot of import of energy.
但是你又去钻探，那些环保分子又在那里喊啊。
And so we do a lot of offshore drilling, but there's all those activists who are against that.
环境污染了。
And that you're polluting the surrounding.
拖的又拆不成了。
And so because of that dragging on, they cannot do the offshore drilling.
那这结果呢？那个大量的那个汽油供应还是要需要依靠中东。
And so as a result, all the supply that we rely on for the oil has to be from Middle East.
将来会不会就是因着这样的一个原因，把全地的那个势力都受中东的这一个原因来吸住呢？
And so would it be that one day all the power of this world would be compelled, attracted by what is produced from the Middle East?
我们不敢说。
We dare not say.
是可以参考的。
It is a reference.
弟兄姊妹们，这个何米吉多顿的战争啊，
Brothers and sisters, this battle at Armageddon,
可以说是在地上最后的一场，不是最后一场，是最后的一场全地都来抵挡神的战争。
It is the last battle when the whole world is gathered together to fight against God.
国度的末了也还有一场，但是跟这一场比较，情绪上面没有那么厉害。
At the end of the kingdom, there's another battle, but in emotions, it's not as severe as here it is.
在这里值得给我们留意的是有两个因素。
We have to take note, there are two factors.
刚才我特别提伯拉大河。
I mentioned previously about the Euphrates River.
这一个是回教的势力。
That is the power of the Muslims.
现在目前回教的势力在全地上扩张。
Now today, the power of Muslims is growing.
他们有一个主题就是要对付以色列。
And they have this theme is to deal against Israel.
那底下普天下的众王，那这是全地。
Now the kings of the whole world, that is the whole land.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到。
Then brothers and sisters,
you can see. 从中东这个回教的地区开始。
From this region in the Middle East, which is the Muslim nation.
就引动了全地的人联结。
They will unite the whole world to gather together.
一同去攻打。以色列
together to attack Israel.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
现在还不是序幕
now it is not the beginning.
现在只是一点迹象
it is only some traces today.
但是你看到神的话给我们看到，那这个形势是朝着这个方向发展
but we can see it is going toward that direction.
所以等到第六晚的时候
but when we reach the sixth vial,
地上就要出现一件大事。
Upon the earth, there is a great thing.
这一件大事
and this thing,
就把整全地都弄得一塌糊涂
that it causes confusion throughout the land.
我们今天晚上没时间看尽那个实际的情形
Tonight, we cannot have time to go look into the actual situation at that time.
但弟兄姊妹们，你可以回去先看几个地方
But brothers and sisters, you can return and read a few places first.
下礼拜二，我们再比较详细的一点来留意。
Next Tuesday we'll go into it in more detail.
那头一个地方，弟兄姊妹，你回去留意以西结书的38章，跟39章。
Brothers and sisters, you can take note, go back and read Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39.
然后你还要看撒加利亚书12章到14章。
And then read Zechariah chapters 12 to 14.
你先把这六章经文都看过了。
Now, if you read these six chapters,
大概你就会掌握得到将来这个哈米吉多顿，就是第六个晚的事情是怎么起头、怎么经过、怎么结束。
Then you have an idea about this whole matter of the Battle of Armageddon, how it begins, how it takes place, and how it ends.
因为这个结束。
Because of this end,
不仅是第六晚的事
not only has to do with the sixth vial,
连第七晚也包括在里面
it also includes the seventh vial.
那就是神的大怒在这七个晚里边完全的发尽了
And that is that the seventh vials bring forth the full wrath of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们读这些话的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we read these words,
我们知道我们并不在其中
We are not in the midst.
因为我们早就被提到主那去了
Because long ago we have been raptured to God
等着与主再降临到地上
And we await for the Lord to descend again on earth
但是我们并不是幸灾乐祸的在这里。
But here we're not rejoicing because of their suffering.
而是在这里我们看到神的性情、神做工的法则和神的话语不落空的这个光这些光景。
But we see the condition here of the nature of God that His words will not fall empty and the principle of His work.
那因此我们就更把我们的信心建立在主一切的应许上面。
So even more so, we have to stand firm in all the promises of the Lord.
不因为眼见的环境所看见的以致我们的信心摇摆。
And so not because of what we can see by sight that our faith would be shaken.
更不要给环境影响我们落到像这些人至死不悟的那一种光景。
That we would not be like these people that even to death they would not repent.
帮助怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
叫我们看到大灾难的光景的时候。
So that when we see the condition of the great tribulation.
我们不是因为要逃避大灾难而追求其他各种各样的属灵的事。
It's not that because we want to avoid the great tribulation, we pursue after spiritual things.
因为我们如果好好的读神的话，我们知道大灾难与我们没有关联的。
Because if we read well the word of God, we know the great tribulation has no relationship with us.
但虽然是没有关联，
though it has nothing to do with us,
但你却看出神做工的法则。
We can see though from it the principle of God's word.
和神话语的准确。
And the accuracy of God's word.
那我们也从其中得着神自己的怜悯。
So from it, we can also gain the mercy of God.
那我想我们今天晚上就看到这。
I think we'll end it here today.